Be Wire.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
So a recent study has been released on the conditions of prisons, especially looking at violence and the mistreatment of prisoners within the system. The study was released by the Ombudsman's Office, looking into the conditions faced in Christchurch Men's Prison, looking at understaffing and under-resourcing in this particular case. We will be speaking to Victoria, University of Victoria lecturer and criminologist Liam Martin. And so that was Will Parsonson who spoke to him. And he asked about the conditions within the prison system that allow for violence like this to occur.
The key thing to remember is that prisons are inherently violent places. So the kind of outcry over the last 24 hours has been about violence, specifically at Christchurch Prison, where the Ombudsman found about half the prisoners there have been assaulted during their sentence, which is terrible. But it's also worth remembering that the Ombudsman's done a kind of series of similar unannounced inspections at other prisons around New Zealand, Manawatu Prison, Hawke's Bay Prison, and others. And they find about the same levels of violence, so about half of prisoners saying they've been assaulted during their sentence. Prisons are inherently violent places for all kinds of reasons, and we can start to think about some of the ways the institution helps to create the violence inside. One of the ways is by being violent itself. So there's about 110,000 strip searches of prisoners every year. These are violent incidents, you know. Violence inflicted by the institution on the people inside, about 300 every single day. And these aren't kind of aberrations, they're really just part of the routine operation of the prison itself. I really think in the way that we think about what's happening at Christchurch, we just need to keep in mind this kind of bigger picture in the ways that prisons promote violence.
Does the institution format itself have an effect on what happens within the prisons? Because I know there's been a big thing over the last few years with Mount Eden Prison changing from a UK-based private company owning the prison and running the prison to being government-owned. Does this have an effect at all?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I think a lot of us kind of understand that there's all kinds of bad things, pathologies that follow from running a prison for profit. You know, there's lots of really destructive consequences of that kind of a way of doing incarceration. Prisons for profit is a bad idea. And one of the reasons is because the ways that private prison companies make money is by reducing staff levels. So that's when a private company takes over a prison, they invariably reduce the number of staff and also hire people who are kind of cheaper, basically, less skilled, less well-trained. That leads to kind of all kinds of problems, but one of them is violence. So we saw that really clearly at Mount Eden, where organised regular fight clubs. You know, you could just think of the kind of lack of oversight that would be required for something like that to function, you know, and all the kind of investigations into how the fight clubs were allowed to happen were all about just a complete lack of oversight and staffing, you know, and this is directly related to the profit motive of private prisons.
And although there is this profit incentive within private ownership of prisons, there has been reports that even now that the government has taken over Mount Eden Prison and is running Mount Eden Prison, things have almost got worse with this transfer of ownership and control over the prison.
Mm. I'm surprised to hear that they've got even worse, but, you know, in my way of thinking about things, prisons are violent places, man, whether they're run by a private company or whether they're run by the government. I mean, just think of the situations that we're putting people in. We separate them from their family and loved ones, send them far away, you know. They're spending most of their day locked in a cage, often alongside another person. These are really stressful and violent places. When you look at the way that prisons work in lots of different places around the world, you know, violence is a really kind of routine and expected part of the way that they operate, and we're no different here in New Zealand. I mean, one small detail that might even seem trivial that came out of the Christchurch report is that they serve dinner at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. you know, and then people don't eat again until breakfast at 8:30 the next day. You know, that's 17 hours between meals. You know, is this a healthy environment? Is this an environment that's going to foster healthy relationships between human beings?
I mean,
I don't think so.
This leads me perfectly into my next question, which is the mental health of inmates. And I know this has been something that is constantly talked about, the mental health of prisoners and within the prison system. Does this, what is the effect of this, and what is being done to counteract these effects of mental health and the strain on mental health within the prisoners?
We have a mental health crisis in our prisons, there's no doubt about that. And you can look at it historically in the ways that we closed our big mental health institutions over a period of time and more or less transferred the people inside them from mental health institutions into our prisons. You know, that's a long historical process over the last, say, 40 years. But I also think we need to be very careful about kind of thinking about these things through the prism of mental health, because the tendency there is to say, okay, we've got all these crazy people, how are we going to fix them? But I think we should be looking at the ways that our prisons create mental health problems. When you lock people in cages, you do damage to them. You do damage to their mental health. I think many of us who are perfectly, who would consider ourselves more or less sane, would be driven to mental health problems by incarceration. You know, it's the prison itself. There's all kinds of ways in which that institution is creating mental health problems, creating violence.
So what you're saying, in a way, is it's not mental health that's making prisons worse. It's prisons that are making mental health worse, which is then affecting the prison further. So it's a perpetual cycle of shittiness.
Absolutely, man. It's a really, there's a two-way interaction going on there. I mean, I listened to Neil Beale, from Corrections on Radio New Zealand this morning, and his argument is basically that prisons are violent because people are violent on the outside, and then they enter and become, and they carry that violence with them. I think that's a very shaky argument. I think we really need to be looking at the way that prisons intensify, cause mental health problems, and cause violence among people inside them.
So what needs to change? What should the New Zealand government be looking to do to address this issue the best that they can?
The best way to reduce prison violence is to put less people in prison. You know, it's as simple as that. And there is this conversation going on right now about decarceration. I mean, let's think of it this way. So the government, the previous government, has put in place plans to build the biggest prison in New Zealand history in Waikeria. It's going to have 3,000 people in it eventually, and that would make it about three times the size of any other prison in New Zealand. It would also be geographically very isolated, located in rural Waikato, a long way from prisoners' kind of sources of care and support. This is exactly the kind of institution which will create violence. You know, if they build that prison, it will be a very violent place.
I mean, you're
big and isolated.
Yeah, I mean, you're separating people not just within the prison, but you're separating them from their loved ones who potentially want to come and see them. I mean, if it's a long distance geographically, then maybe the visiting hours or things like that might even be more difficult.
Absolutely.
It's absurd.
So the best way to reduce violence is to put less people in prison. And we are having this conversation right now. The incoming Labor government is saying we need to reduce prison numbers. They want to set long-term targets of a 30% reduction in the prison numbers over the next 15 years. And they're going to face a really fierce opposition for this. You know, we know that there are New Zealanders who really support lock them up and throw away the key, more incarceration. And I think those of us who want to go in a different direction, who want to decarcerate, need to be kind of vocal in our support, you know, and get involved in these discussions about how we're going to do it, how we're going to decarcerate, put less people in prison. I mean, you know, this most recent kind of round of reporting about prison violence, to me, is just another reminder of why that is such an important process, you know. So long as we have these record prison numbers, we're going to be exposing record numbers of people to prison violence, you know.
Around, you know, up to 8,000 or 10,000.
Shit. The Wire.